Hi, welcome back. I'm Scott Buttram, sitting in today for Phil Williams and Right Side Radio. I have enjoyed my afternoon here. I've gotten to do this one time before. I want to thank Copper for keeping me straight and running our show. She has killed it. Thank you, Copper.
Of course. You're very welcome.
I wanted to mention one thing first on the weather. You've heard Copper's weather updates regarding the winter storm warning. Not too long ago, maybe about an hour ago, the National Weather Service in Huntsville added Madison, Cullman, and DeKalb counties to that warning. They had previously not been included. So now you just look at a strip across North Alabama, and all of that into the Tennessee area is under a winter storm warning. As she mentioned in her reports, we're looking at 2 to 4 inches of snow. Hey guys, y'all be careful. We're a bunch of Southern folks, and we love the snow and we think it's beautiful, but we're not really good in terms of driving in it. So that all starts, the warning starts at 9 p.m. I think the worst of the weather is supposed to come in after midnight. So do your very best to get where you're going and lock down and enjoy a nice winter night and hopefully a beautiful snow if we get a little bit, but do so safely and be where you're going so you don't have to try to get there in that mess. I wanted to mention a bill that was passed this week by the Alabama House. This was House Bill 143. And it's interesting for a lot of reasons, and it leads into what I kind of want to end the show with. This bill will do away with prisoners who are convicted of killing someone. If a prisoner if somebody is convicted of killing someone and they go into state prison, they will not be eligible for good time. And you probably know what I mean, but just to clarify a bit, you know, if a prisoner goes to prison and does his time or her time and follows the rules and keeps their nose clean, then they can earn a little time off of their sentence. We already eliminated good time for sex offenders and maybe one other area, but ironically, killing someone, and this applies to manslaughter, it applies to murder, it's going to cover everything. If someone is convicted of killing another person, they will not be eligible for good time. Here's what's interesting about it. The Democrats, the Alabama Democrats, who have done everything except make themselves completely extinct, and they're working very diligently to become extinct in this state because they are so out of touch with reality and so out of touch with things that matter. One of the bills they are pushing really hard is to put rules on the parole board, requiring them to parole certain prisoners under certain circumstances. The Democrats have been making a big issue of this for about a year now, just attacking the parole board relentlessly, accusing them of racism, putting out the racial disparity between how many white people get a parole and how many black people get a parole, totally ignoring the fact that every single parole is based on that individual case. There's no racial quota for paroles. There never has been. There cannot be. There never should be. But they're making it a race issue. And this is led by Representative Chris England of Tuscaloosa, who also is titled as chair of the Alabama Democrats. The two issues that the Alabama Democrats have pushed relentlessly is getting more people out of prison faster, and voter suppression. Voter suppression. You may remember a few years ago, the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, said that states under federal guidelines no longer have to get pre-approval for elections and changes. That infuriated them. We talked to John Merrill at the Secretary of State's office. Not one single report in the last 4 years of anybody being denied the right to vote. Hey, this is why we're conservative. This is why we support Republican candidates. And this is why the Democrats are a non-factor in the state of Alabama and setting themselves up to be a non-factor for a very long time. Thank you for joining us tonight. Scott Buttram for Right Side Radio.